So I'll start with an update on Jadeveon Clowney. We met as an organization this morning with all of our medical personnel, doctors, trainers, and we came to the decision that in the best interest of JD is that we will place him on injured reserve, and he will have surgery on his right knee. I will not get into the details of what type of surgery it is or when it is. So, I just respectfully ask you not to ask those questions. But, we think that it's in the best interest of JD and our team right now to do that for him. And then he will, as soon as he is able to start rehabbing his knee, he will rehab very hard, and he'll be back at some point, in the near future.
In general, was it a tough decision at this point to make that call, or was it fairly simple given the information?
It was fairly simple, Mark, and I understand the question. Again, I'm not going to get into the details, but, it's like I said before, I think highly of all of these players here. These guys work extremely hard. I'm sure there's times when they don't always agree with me, and I don't always agree with them, but at the end of the day, these guys work very hard, and I'm very appreciative of that. And as it relates to JD, this guy's been injured, and it's time to clean it up and get him back to feeling good and get him back on the field as soon as we can.
How impressive is it that he was able to – I mean, he kept trying to play, and he kept trying to do what y'all want to, even though he's clearly still hurt.
Yeah, that is. I mean, he's a tough kid. He tried to go out there and play in the Cincinnati game. I mean, he came back in the first Tennessee game. I mean, he really wanted to play. He wanted to be out there for his teammates, but, just at the end of the day, he wasn't able to do the things that he really wants to do to be the player that he can be. So we feel like I said, this is in the best interest of the organization, and most importantly, in the best interest of JD.
Did coming back, did playing on it make it worse?
No.
How's Kareem doing?
He's doing well. He was out there today, moving around well, and I would expect him to be able to play in the game.
Arian?
Same thing. He's moving around, had a good practice today, and I think he's feeling pretty good. And I don't think anyone is 100% at this time of the year, in December, heading into your 13th game. But, these guys had a lot of energy at practice today, and hopefully that's a good sign.
Coach, what about the outside linebacker group without JD? Obviously hasn't played that much, but what you've been getting out of them as a position group?
Yeah, I mean, those guys, they're a tough group. They're well-coached by Mike Vrabel. He does a good job with those guys. I think all of those guys, whether it's Brooks Reed, Whitney Merciless, John Simon, they've all shown up at times and made plays. And they're a disciplined group. They're a group that understands how to play within the scheme that we call. And, I think those guys have had a good, solid year.
What have you thought about the way Andre has mentored DeAndre?
I think any time that you're at a position where you're in your first or second year with Hop, and you have a future Hall of Famer there that's, he's like eight catches away from 1,000 catches or something like that, 13,000 yards receiving. I mean, this guy is a pro's pro, and he does a great job with all of those receivers, in addition to the younger players in our locker room at any position, of mentoring those guys just by his example that he sets. I don't think he's obviously not the most boisterous guy out there, but I think he sets a great example for everybody with his work ethic and how he prepares every week.
Situation all year about what Merciless has done in that spot with him not being able to really contribute a whole lot.
Yeah, I think I think Whitney has really done a good job this year. He's a very improved player. I've said that before. I think this guy has worked extremely hard to try to become a better player, and I think you've seen that on the field. Has he made the play every single time? No, but I mean, that's hard to do. I think what he's done, though, is he's improved his game. He's improved his pass rushing ability. He's improved his knowledge of our system. And, I think, again, he's been coached very well, and he's done a good job.
Have you reached a decision yet on your backup quarterback?
Yeah, I would say probably again this week we would go with Savage.
Can you – I know we can't ask specifics about Clay, but how's his – I don't know, mindset. How is he taking this news?
I think with any young player, I think you're disappointed right when you hear the news that that you can't play. I mean, this guy's a football player. That's what he is. I mean, he wants to play football. He wants to be good. And so I think he was disappointed right off the bat, but I think he understands what he has to do and why this is necessary, and he knows that he's got to rehab hard and get back out there.
Is he having the surgery with Dr. Andrews?
I'm not going down that road, Tanya.
Somebody who has played more, Xavier Seulfilo, just about split reps with Ben Jones at left guard last week. More of the same?
Yeah, you know, we'll see how the game goes. I can't sit here and tell you that, you know, Ben will be in there and start the game, and we'll see how the game goes. But I know that Xavier will play in the game. He will play in the game, and I thought he did some decent things in the Tennessee game to warrant giving him some more plays. And, you know, he's working real hard. We kept a lot of guys out there after practice today, a lot of the younger players, had a 9-on-7, and, you know, he was one of the guys that was out there really looked like, you know, getting better. So, you know, hopefully we continue to see that.
Can you kind of talk about how important the offensive line will be this week? Those guys, the last 2 weeks, 9 sacks.
Right.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, they're very – the matchup of our offensive line versus their defensive line is one of the keys to the game. They have a very, very good, a very deep defensive line, tough, athletic, fast, instinctive. You know, the defense has caused 16 fumbles, 6 in the last 2 games, and the defensive line has a lot to do with that. So we got a big challenge ahead of us.